I'd like to thank you all for having me to address you at this monumental occasion for Ghulam Hussein Ibrahimi Dinani. I am Dustin J. Bird, Professor of Philosophy and Religion at the University of Olivet here in the United States, and it is my honor to be here and to address you all. And I'd like to thank my dear brother Sayyid Javad Miri for giving me the invitation to come and address you. So Ghulam Hussein Ibrahimi Dinani is one of the few modern philosophers that truly unveils the ontological reality of the human condition, no matter where the human is, to what culture they belong, or to what religion they adhere. Dinani channels the deep penetrative philosophical thought of Ibn Sina, Suhrawardi, Mullah Sadra, and other Muslim thinkers, preserving their universal truths while expressing them within semantic and semiotic forms that correspond to today's world. Being an Iranian from Isfahan, reflecting the rooted spiritual traditions of the land, religion, and history, Dinani's work speaks to the Iranian particular of those who are familiar with the contours of such philosophical and theological thought. However, as a Westerner, someone from a country and culture radically different from Iran's, his words also speak to me. If one chooses to dissolve the ideological blinders, to leave behind the antagonism of hostile geopolitics, and to open oneself to the possibility of the dialectical wisdom of the other, such a person can gain immensely from the reflective and wisdom-saturated work of Dinani. Dinani's critical approach to the primacy of reason, of intellect, of aql, being the highest faculty of the human being, comes within an age of extremes, an age wherein instrumental rationality is consuming communicative rationality, leading to the social malaise of nihilistic meaninglessness nurtured by the dominance of metaphysical positivism. On the other hand, his stance on aql rejects the reactionary individual who pathologically retreats from the claims of materialism, who takes refuge in anti-rational mysticism. Both extremes deny the reality of the human condition, that we belong to a world determined both by its material, the seen, and the spiritual, metaphysical, the unseen, within which we have the intellect to navigate. The spiritual and metaphysical must be subjected to the reality of the material, and the material must be subjected to the reality of the spiritual and metaphysical. Both must be subject to the intellect. Neither pure materialism nor anti-rational spiritualism will guide humankind through the endemic challenges of modernity. Dinani's extensive opus reminds us that philosophy is not a dead discipline, one to be studied as a sterile thing outside of ourselves, but rather as a living way of being in the world, one that has the capacity, if saturated within the being of the individual, to transform how the individual pursues life, how the individual makes critical judgments, how the individual comprehends the world in which they have been thrown into. Philosophy, like religion, is a comprehensive orientation of action and interpretation of reality. As such, Dinani's work imparts to us lessons of the ancient philosophers that thinking, especially critical thinking, for what is thinking without critique, is a form of self-discovery and emancipation from ignorance. It is a tariqa of transformation, both individual and collective, being equally with and for autonomy and solidarity. Dinani's work also reminds us of the fundamental compatibility of reason and revelation, the extreme separation of which remains artificially contrived within the dogmatism of modernity and causing deleterious effects on individuals and societies who, following the divorce of reason and revelation, find religion wholly irrational and secular modernity completely soulless, without inherent meaning or nihilistic. In this way, Dinani's work is a conduit by which reason and revelation can once again find reconciliation, not a detente situation wherein they agree to remain outside of the sphere of the other, but rather a situation wherein revelation reclaims its rationality and rationality reclaims its revelatory geist. Dinani's work reminds us that philosophy rooted in aql is not a foreign element within Islam, and therefore should not be a foreign element within the Dar al-Islam. As such, his views continue to challenge the dismissive analyses of religious and fideistic rejections of philosophy, as well as the Philomachus stance of religious extremists and Puritans. A future reconciliation of reason and revelation is a homecoming, not a meeting of foreigners on an alien field of battle, but rather a real urs, a real marriage. Likewise, Dinani's philosophical work rightly critiques Western voices in particular, and their imitators in the East, for their retreat into shallow calculation, strict empiricism, and the lifelessness of necrophilic instrumental rationality, a form of thoughtlessness that makes mass murder and oppression equally as efficient as it is immoral. Forgetting the questions of metaphysics, humanist ontology, questions of truth beyond mere facts is a gateway to humanity's suicide, as humans become just things in the world of other things. While many in the West attempted to obtain truth about the world, the reality of the seen, by denying the reality of the unseen, such a dogmatic approach to truth acquisition has been ultimately dysgenic. Classical Islamic philosophy rejected that approach, saw the danger in it, and remained true to the mission of philosophy, a comprehensive understanding of the totality of reality and humanity's place within that reality. This includes a truthful and purpose-filled understanding of ethics, ontology, axiology, and epistemology, as well as theology. Theology being the ugly hunchback that must hide itself in the modern West due to its social ugliness, as Walter Benjamin states in his thesis in the Philosophy of History. Part of both philosophy and theology's goal is to articulate the questions and the possible answers to the question of wujud, of being. While such questions populate Jewish, Christian, and Islamic philosophy and theology, they have dissolved it for the most part in the Western sciences to the detriment of us in the West. Indeed, the modern West, determined by a rapacious form of capitalism beyond all other principles, ideals, and norms, has been the world's test case for civilizational soul suicide on the account of the West's abandonment, or at least extreme marginalization, of questions of wujud. While the West still has its virtues, and therefore it is not a dead dog in history by any stretch of the imagination, Dinani's work reminds us here in the West that we must recover our own civilizational resources, especially as it regards to matters of being, so that a conception of being, free from its folkish politicization, can once again temper the fascist being towards necrophilia that animates much of our current stance towards the world, the environment, and even ourselves. In an age of extreme skepticism, Dinani defends rational metaphysics. He reclaims philosophy as a living intellectual tradition, equally rooted in Islam as it was in the ancient Hellenic world, ancient Persia, and reminding us that it is not a passé historical curiosity. In an age of extreme skepticism, Dinani defends rational metaphysics. He reclaims philosophy as a living intellectual tradition, equally rooted in Islam as it was in the ancient Hellenic world, and reminding us that it is not a passé historical curiosity, but life-giving and life-affirming way of being in the world, one that forwards humanity's most important questions and attempts to give answers to those questions, no matter how inadequate. Rejecting religious obscurantism and the extremism of reactionary anti-intellectualism, Dinani carries the spirit of Ibn Sina, Suhrawardi, Mullah Sadra, Abu Nasr al-Farabi into the present, both keeping alive a philosophical faith and faithful philosophy, without which we have troglodyte religion and a vacuous philosophy. As a Western philosopher steeped within the Islamic tradition, it has been my honor to join you today in the celebration of Ghulam Hussein Ibrahimi Dinani's birthday and celebration of the abiding work he has done over the course of his long life. I wish I could be with you all today in person, but you will have to settle for my spiritual and intellectual brother, Syed Javad Mary. May Allah bless both our brothers, Dinani and Mary, for all the work they've done. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.